How about that?
Going to throw
once
me a
every
curve
4 years.
That's right. Well, yeah. But it's not. When that doesn't always occur on Mondays. So
on Monday, that's true.
So we'll see. So
February the 29th. It always occurs on a presidential election year. I wonder why that is.
That is actually not true.
It's not true?
It is not true. It occurs on all fours except years that end in zeros.
Oh.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, check that out.
I learned something new today.
Yeah, so, well, you missed it on 2000. That was the last one, and you and I are, neither one of us are going to be involved in 2100, so don't worry about it. But that
good
was
point.
That was the last time we didn't have a leap year on a year to, divided by four. No.
I was.
Boys, so we'll catch you on Leap Year Day.
Very good.
Thanks.
Look forward to it.
Have a great day. Take okay. Care. Bye-bye. That's Al Rohr, Business with Al, giving insight into Restaurant Week and the Health and Wellness Fair. All right, we're going to take a break and be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Most. We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more.
Carolina Courtroom, USA's Tammy Rose reports.
Albert Taylor is accused of shooting a 17-year-old at a South Carolina bowling alley. Jamari Fair, Dennis Gibbs, and a 15-year-old are also facing murder charges, but none of that seemed to faze them.
What are these cameras for?
It's for news media.
Now I got a question.
Oh, the news media? What's up? Y'all know you follow me on Twitter.
Follow me on Instagram, Luca Bassett Jr.
Snapchat.
The victim's great-grandfather shook his head as he listened to the outrageous outburst in court.
I talked to his mother just the other day, and she just get in the house and get in his room all straightened out, and then just 3 or 4 days later, this happened.
I'm Tammy Rose.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
A diabetes drug could help lower the risk of recurring strokes and heart attacks. A trial done at Yale University finds that the drug sold as Actos decreased the number of cardiovascular incidents by nearly a quarter through a 5-year span. A different study done in 2006 found the drug reduced risk for heart attacks and strokes, but not for those who had experienced one previously. People who undergo heart surgery or suffer a cardiac event are typically prescribed a cardiac rehabilitation program as part of their recovery process. Dr. Leslie Cho with the Cleveland Clinic says cardiac rehab is one of the best things the heart patients can do to improve their odds of survival, as well as their quality of life.
We have designed an exercise program. You exercise in a hospital with an exercise physiologist, with nurses and doctors, and we gradually build up your exercise capacity.
Cardiac rehab is a 12-week program that's suited to each person's functional capacity. Patients will typically exercise 3 days per week for about an hour each day, in addition to meeting with a nutritionist. And most cardiac rehab is paid for by insurance after you've had a heart event or a surgery. Dr. Cho says multiple studies have shown that folks who do cardiac rehab actually live longer, have fewer heart attacks, and less need for repeat hospitalization. And she urges people who don't think it's worth their time to give cardiac rehab a try.
It's really crucial because it's not just about exercise. It's about learning how to eat, learning to stop smoking, controlling your stress factors. It's really a crucial part of having a healthy life after your heart event.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Clear skies, calm winds, 10% chance of precipitation. Today is Friday, TGIF. It is February 19th, and we're going to have a mix of clouds and sun early, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon, a high near 40, wind southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy and a low of 31 tonight, wind southeast at 5 to 10. And the next 2 days, buckle up, baby, this is sweet weather. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. A high will be 58, wind southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunday, cloudy and a high of 55, winds west at 5 to 10. Monday, mainly sunny and a high of 47. Tuesday, partly cloudy early, followed by mostly cloudy skies and a few showers later in the day. We might have some snow showers later that day and a low of 31 on Tuesday night. Wednesday, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, a high of 45. Temperatures in our area? Well, we got 24 up in Glen Gardner, 26 over in White House Station, 24 at the County Complex, 25 in Ringo's, 25 in Lambertville. That's Good Morning Hunterdon and Hunchimber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and Hunter.com. I got Patrick and Steve, or Steve and Patrick. We're going to argue about top bowling in just a minute. Steve Bailey, Patrick Gregory are the hosts of Home Sweet Home, which has been on Hunter Radio for about 7-8 months, close to a year now. And they used to be at 1 o'clock. They moved to 11. And I had the pleasure of sitting with them during the Business and Home Expo. And funny guys and really a lot of expertise. So going to talk to them a little bit about their business, talk a little bit about their radio station, and talk a little bit about life in Hunterdon County. So good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Well,
thanks for having us.
Hey, this is
Big
cool.
C.
Patrick has been busting down my door trying to get on the show, and I made some arrangements for you, man.
Well, I'm telling you, he hit me over the head and said, you got to start cornering him. We got to get on the show.
Hey, you got to market yourself, right?
That's right. That's right. I love it. Now, Patrick and Steve, we have a little Hunterdon Chamber Radio group where we're trying to make improvements, think of ideas, and you two took the bull by the horns and grabbed your show and started to make some evolvements with it. And we as the elder statesmen of the radio, I've been on for 4.5 years now, appreciate how
your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Light rain transitioning to a few showers late on Tuesday night, low of 35. Rain and thunder possible and a high of 49 on Wednesday the 24th. And another half an inch of rain on Wednesday night. Overcast. 32 over in Pattonburg, 34 up in Highbridge, 35 in Tewksbury, 36 in Raritan, 32 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunter. I'm Jim with Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Pixie here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, earning earns. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, in case you forgot, today is Washington's birthday, and this is the Washington Post March, written by John Philip Sousa. So yeah, there used to be a time when we would have Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday, and we would celebrate them on those specific days, and then they got evolved into Mondays, and now they've been all compressed into one President's Day. But it's still here, and some folks still celebrate it. All right, it is time to talk about traffic, see what's going on with Kenny Rhodes. HERTTMA.com gives me my alerts. You can get them, too. Just register with them. You'll get them on your smartphone, or you follow them on Twitter. Now, I already warned you about the weather, and we're going to have a quarter of an inch and then a half an inch of rain, so you expect during the middle of the week that we're going to have some issues. Meanwhile, congestion on 78 right now. Incident on Route 202 northbound, Branchburg, just came in as of 7:47. It's at Old York Road. There's an accident there, so be prepared for that. Hunterdon Roads, patches of delays along eastbound roads in Hunterdon due to sun glare. What a problem. Sun visors and sun glasses would be appropriate. And at 7:03, we had eastbound delays approaching exit 26 in Bedminster. Probably because of sun glare. All right, prepare for that. Get ready for your localized flooding. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchimer Radio traffic. So what is on Hunchimer Radio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Hydion will talk about the markets. They kind of cooled off a little bit on Thursday and Friday, and we'll find out if that's going to be the case for the remainder of February. It's our last week of February, except for next Monday when we have Leap Year Day. So we'll talk with Michelle, find out all about that. Al Rohr is back. We'll talk with him at Monday. Al gives us insight into businesses in Hunter County. And last week we had to have him on Thursday because we had last Monday off. At 10 o'clock, we have, 11 o'clock, we have Chef Bill's Table. Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's, giving us insight into tips, tricks, and advice and recipes from his executive chef position in Jake's and also teaching a culinary class over at Polytech. In the Hours with Sue is on, dietitian and nutritionist, ShopRite from noon to 1. Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright helps us understand brain injuries and brain illness from 2 to 3 with his knowledge from NAMI of Hunterdon. Hunterdon Medical Center on the air is on 3 to 4, giving you insight into the people, places, and programs at the Hunterdon Medical Center. Georgine Trinkle tells us all about the viewpoints that are making headlines in Hunterdon County, and Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour winds up the day from 5 to 6, and Ruth Ann has a special guest, and that is Sue Ann Sesha Harden, who is the proprietor of Fifth Dimension Healing Energy and a past host of HuntingChamberRadio.com. So that's the entire HuntingChamberRadio.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamberRadio.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hydean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hydean Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hydean Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Not a bad tune to play on a Monday morning. What do you think? Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com and Jimmy Buffett. Watching the sun bake. It is National Entrepreneurship Week. It's Bird Health Awareness Week. Brotherhood Sisterhood Week. Build a Better Trade Show Image Week. National Date Fruit Week. National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. National Engineers Week. National FFA Week. National Invasive Species Awareness Week. National Justice for Animals Week. National Pancake Week. And Through with the Chew. That would be chewing tobacco, I imagine. For today, well, it is 87th Academy Awards ceremony today. Museum Advocacy Day. It is Wordsworth's Day, World Thinking Day, George Washington's birthday, Tex Avery Day, and National Margarita Day. I think I'll be part participating in one of those for today. That's BrownieLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day with Jimmy Buffett. Pick something and get involved.
How I got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in margarita.
Vitamin C comes from Enja.com. It says that March 20th clinic aims to create ultimate horse-human connection. So staff at NJ Advanced Media reported on the 21st that many riders take time off for their horses during the winter, and reconnecting in the spring can present challenges for both humans and equines. Horse trainer Dr. Maria Katsaminis will offer her expertise in creating the ultimate horse-human connection at a one-day clinic on March 20th. She will assess riders on key physiological factors that can instantly affect their rapport with their horse and show them how to identify and release physical and mental barriers that block them from oneness. Quote, a one-day clinic can open the door for new possibilities in the relationship, said Katsaminis. My aim is that riders leave the clinic inspired and equipped in spring forward with guidelines that will help them feel safe and ensure that their horse is mentally and physically comfortable. That's an unquote. The clinic will give riders the opportunity to work intensively with Katsaminis and to learn simple yet powerful techniques to improve their connection to the horse. There will be two lessons per rider, a morning and afternoon session. Morning sessions will serve as an evaluation period where the horse's physical and mental readiness is assessed. Afternoon sessions will provide riders with concrete feedback and tools to incorporate into their program. This clinic is ideal in troubleshooting for horses that have had the winter off, riders who have safety or fear issues, horses with behavioral issues, and the riders that want a deeper bond with their horse. This clinic is also suited for riders gearing up for a show season or those seeking advice on starting a rehabilitation training protocol for horses returning after injury. Riders of all levels and disciplines are welcomed to apply. This one-day event will be held on March 20th from 9 a.m. to 5 at Amwell Ridge Farm in Rocktown Road in Ringgoes, New Jersey. Interested candidates should submit an application to H.R. Fowler at gmail.com. The application should include the rider's name, years of riding, handling experience, and training. Include the horse's name, breed, age, and any relevant history. Kitsaminis will review the applications and respond promptly. The participant fee is $160 and the auditor fee is $25. For more information about the clinic, contact Heather Fowler at hrfowler, H-R-F-A-L-L-E-R, @gmail.com. So, interesting little thing there, because not only is it for horses, but really this is something you should do in anything where you take the winter off, if it's golf or any type of sports, or an acquaintance that you haven't seen in a while. You have a new opportunity to kind of redo things, to kind of get rid of the old habits and bring in the new. Dieting, exercising, all those things that we tend to fall into place and then need to find a way to get them back in a different manner or take on a different role to improve. And so there's a perfect opportunity for you as a horse owner and rider, but also use that as an opportunity to help whatever aspect of life you're trying to conquer. That is vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
This is your birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has birthdays for today, the 22nd of February. And we start off with obviously George Washington, but move on to the click. Ellen Marlowe is 22. Apollo 13's Miko Hughes is 30. Mad Max Fury Road, Josh Hellman is 30. The Vampire Diaries, Zach Roerig is 31. 32nd birthday of Jodie Amy Rivera from The Princess Chronicles. Dishon Lockman is 34 from The Last Resort. Jenna Hayes is 34 from Superbad. Elodie Young is 35 from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Jessica Kuiper is 37 from Sorority Boys. Singer of 1973, James Blunt is 39. Popular, Tamara Mello is 40. Donnie Darko, producer of Charlie's Angels. Drew Barrymore is 41. Passions, Lisa Huber is 41. Broadway actress, Miss Saigon. Leah Salonga is 45. Baywatch, Curse of Alcatraz, Jose Solano is 45. The Mist, Thomas Jane is 47. Miss Illinois, 1989. Jerry Ryan is 48. Actor and producer of The Office, Paul Lieberstein is 49. From Saturday Night Live, Rachel Dratch is 50. Thorsten Kay is 50 from One Life to Live. Star Wars, Episode 1, Steve Spears, 51. Wayne's World, Robin Roseanne is 52. Twin Peaks, Kyle MacLachlan is 57. Actor in Scoop, Robert Bathurst is 59. World Golf Hall of Famer, Amy Alcott, 60. From Leon, Ellen Green is 65. Harry Potter movies, Julie Walters is 66. Basketball Hall of Famer Dr. J. Julius Erving is 66. Beverly Hills Cop John Ashton is 68. Film producer The Silence of the Lambs Jonathan Demme, 72. Keeping Up Appearances Judy Cornwell, 76. Singer actress Marnie Nixon is 86. Rebecca Scholl is 87 from Wings and Analyze This. Blade Runner, James Hong is 87, and Runaway Brides, Paul Dooley is 88. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on air, email me at goodmorning@hunchiever.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. And here's another one by James Blunt. We'll be right back in just a minute. Michelle Heidi's up next.
Is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
I want to begin by congratulating Donald Trump. We haven't had a chance to speak yet. He won here tonight. But after tonight, this has become a three-person race, and we will win the nomination.
Marco Rubio is very optimistic about the narrowing race for the Republican presidential nomination. He made the comment in a speech to supporters after finishing neck and neck with Ted Cruz and about 10 percentage points behind Donald Trump in South Carolina's Republican primary. Marco Rubio is also dismissing a report that he'll be endorsed by 2012 GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney.
We'd love to have his endorsement, but there's nothing forthcoming. I don't know where those reports are coming from.
People around in Kalamazoo for Uber between the shootings. He's scheduled to be arraigned today. Men are making more money than women on eBay. Researchers say women make 20% less than men on average when selling the exact same new product on eBay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle. We got the markets. Michelle, let's see, last Thursday and Friday it cooled off a little bit, but
exactly.
Still not the volatility we've been dealing with over the last 6 weeks.
Exactly. And just like the weather did for us this weekend, the markets are looking a little bit sunshiny this morning.
Oh, okay.
We had a positive trend then that over in Asia we had the Shanghai up about 2.5%. Most of Asia was higher. European markets were up almost 1.5% so far this morning. All sectors were in positive territory, and basically we've had a recovery in nothing other than oil prices. So today, oil in the markets are pretty much back to that direct correlation. If we look at Europe, actually the basic resources sector was trading 3.7% higher. Then we had oil and gas stocks up about 2%. Technology companies up about 1.5%. Conversely, financials over in Europe, we had HSBC announcing a 1% rise in their pre-tax profit for 2015. They are Europe's biggest bank by assets, and basically, you know, they were citing volatile markets, ongoing cost-cutting efforts, leadership uncertainties. The shares of that company were down just under 3%, making it the worst performer so far this morning over in London. We had the German DAX up. That's currently up quite a bit. We actually have BMW up about 2%. after a newspaper reported that BMW planned to launch a new 7 Series model to compete with Mercedes S-Class. So that's another automobile, another positive thing in the automobile sector, I suppose. Let's see. Here in the U.S., again, we have the futures looking pretty bright this morning. The Dow futures a few minutes ago were up about 176, S&P up about 21, NASDAQ up about 48. I had to bring this one up because I noticed that today that Bank of America announced that they are rolling out a new mortgage product today, basically some sort of mortgage product that will allow you to only put about 3% down, and it doesn't involve the FHA. So I was like, uh-oh, is that a red flag? They're starting to come up with some new mortgage products again. All right, Al. Didn't really have any details yet in terms of what exactly that mortgage product is, but that was interesting. And then the other interesting headline that I saw, let me see if I can... Basically, the headline was, look out below, options priced in scary S&P swoon. And you go on to read, and of course, the first part of the article talks about how the option market is currently seeing a 50% chance of a massive S&P plunge, where the S&P would fall back to 1,600, which is about 17% lower than we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So then, if you stopped at that point in the article, you're like, oh, wow, okay, you know, that's, you know, good to note. Then if you continue to read in the article, it also says that there's a 50% chance that the S&P could reach 2110 this year. So basically, it just looks like, you know, they were just looking for something to, you know, something to have someone click on their button to read more, and obviously I did. But if we did hit 2110 on the S&P, that would be about 10% higher than where we are right now. So I'm like, okay, there's a 50% chance of it going lower, and there's a 50% chance of it going higher. Gee,
wow.
I could have...
That's quite a, that's going out on a limb,
like
isn't
on
it?
On this Monday morning, the sun is out and the futures are looking brighter. There's no major economic data out today, so we'll see where we go from here. Like I said, right now it looks like it's mostly trending on higher oil prices and kind of following. But this, so we shall see.
Way to go out on a limb there, folks. I mean, you know, it's 50% chance it's going to be warmer or colder today. So, good grief.
There's a 50% chance it's going to go higher, and a 50% chance it's going to go lower. Okay.
A question on the Bank of America. I know you didn't get to read much of it, or they didn't provide much details, but did they happen to mention PMI?
Hello?
You there?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, you were cut down a little bit.
All right. Did they happen to mention PMI? In the Bank
they
of America?
Did not. Like I said, it was just one of those short little, corporate news trending, and it basically just said that they were rolling out a new mortgage product where consumers could put as little as 3% down. It didn't have any details yet, though. I'll see if I can dig in a little bit more and get a little bit more information on that.
Okay. Yeah, watch out, folks. You get involved in something like that, and you don't have all the particulars. You could wind up with, it didn't even say if it was a variable rate, did it?
No, it did not.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of questions.
Lots of questions there. Yeah, no, okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll see what happens, but that one needs some more fleshing out because you just don't want to get involved in something that could eventually hurt you seriously. So.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Another one of those. Yeah.
Lumber liquidators, you didn't mention that, but the CDC found that they got some big problems, so I don't know how long lumber liquidators is going to be hanging around.
No, that's right. I had just heard that when I was listening to the radio before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is not good.
The CDC, I guess, reevaluated the analysis and said that the cause of cancer from that particular those products is worse than expected, and lumber liquidators is going to take a beating today. So watch out for that.
Absolutely, right. they've been in the news for quite some time, and now this just kind of adds to the current not good.
No.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy the weather,
thank
and
you.
We're gonna have nice weather today, but tomorrow and the next day, potentially some localized flooding. So watch out. Quarter of an inch and a half an inch of rain. But I think that means that somehow the groundhog saw a shadow or didn't see a shadow, and so therefore we're getting spring early. So it's like April showers in February.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle. Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
I think you said you're off tomorrow, so I'll catch you on Wednesday.
Right? Tomorrow I've got clients, so I'll talk to you again on Wednesday.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays, and Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonBarrier.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a minute.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think that you might go let yourself be free. I didn't even know you. You couldn't have been too much more than tame. Just how I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with the greens. But it don't take too much time to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah. Think that your mind gonna let yourself be free.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Huntington Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
All right, it's time to speak with Al. We have Al Warren on the phone, and we talk with him usually on Mondays. We always have Mondays off for whatever reason, so when we don't have that, we cut Al on other days. But we got you back. Good morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
So we're enjoying
the weather.
Yes, yes. So you're already starting to plan your gardening, are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got things already planted on the windowsill.
Okay. Start them in the egg cartons, or?
Well, sometimes, but rather than egg cartons, I usually use 4-inch pots and just start them, and that way they have room to grow and do without having to transplant so many times.
Okay. Now, what do you typically put in there? Is it you starting the tomatoes, or what's the...
Tomatoes and marigolds, I start early, yeah.
Okay.
Marigolds are so easy to grow from seed. I save the seed from year to year and grow them again.
Okay. And I assume the marigolds, but you'll surprise me. I assume the marigolds are just for decorative purposes. You're not growing them for consumption, right?
No, I don't eat them.
Okay. I don't know. I have to ask. Every time you throw me a curveball now and then, so I had to ask.
They're nice. I always have loved marigolds. And okay. If you plant them with your veggies, they tend to keep the bugs away.
Oh, well, see, now there's an interesting tidbit. Okay.
Yeah, they drive the bugs. The bugs don't like marigolds for some reason. I don't know why.
How about deer? Do deer like marigolds?
Don't know. I don't have deer.
Well, I can send you a few over if you like.
Thanks, no.
I mean, everything. They eat everything in my house.
This area of Easton, they just are not here. I see a wild turkey now and then, or two, or three, or four, or ten.
Okay.
But no deer.
All right. Well, good for you. Lucky you. All right. So we talk about Hunterdon County and businesses, and so what are we going to investigate this day?
Well, we've talked in the past about townwide events.
Yep.
That Clinton Holes and Flemington Holes and Lambertville Holes and some of the others, Highbridge Holes. But Flemington has a double header coming up starting next weekend. The Health and Wellness Fair is on Saturday, March 5th.
Okay.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Right.
And then following, the week following is Restaurant Week. So it's a double-header event. So I thought I would talk to people and write about what they were doing and what's going on. Both of them, one is only one day. The Health and Wellness is only one day, Saturday, March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
But the Restaurant Week runs all week following.
Okay. Now, where's the Health and Wellness Center going to take place, the Health and Wellness Center?
It happens all over Flemington, on the main street, as well as the side streets, and Stangle Center, and Turntable Junction, and name it. It happens all over with 25 or 30 businesses are participating with various types of things. You know, health and wellness is a popular thing these days.
Sure.
And there are all kinds of wellness practitioners that are in the area,
mm-hmm.
and so they are participating in an all-day event, usually throwing open their doors for an open house and having special events, most of which are free. You can learn about nutrition or take a yoga class or do a massage or an acupuncture session.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of things going on.
Now, as I start to imagine myself walking down Main Street in Flemington,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of that many health and wellness businesses. So,
well, they're tucked around in different places, not necessarily. You know, health and wellness businesses are frequently one-person businesses. There's
right.
an expert doing something.
Right.
And it's not like they rent a whole storefront and have a big store.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they'll have a room in the back or an office upstairs or somewhere there. There are exceptions. Of course, Chiropractic Center is they're participating and they're all over, and they tend to be bigger. But some of the other places are smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sort of look for them.
Yeah, well, that's...
Or you can always go on to downtownflemington.com.
Okay.
And that's the bid site that lists all of the health and wellness people that are participating.
Okay.
And as I said, there are dozens of them. So
give me some for instances. Do you speak to certain businesses?
Yeah, I talked to... Nicole Manias, she runs the acupuncture community acupuncture center at 117 Broad Street.
Okay.
And this she's going to be offering free introductory type sessions between 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday, March 5th.
Okay.
So it's a good time to learn something about acupuncture and actually get a live demonstration on yourself.
On yourself, okay. And yeah. she does acupuncture. acupuncture. Does she also subscribe to acupressure, or is she?
It's just acupuncture.
Acupuncture. Okay. Have you ever tried this? Have you ever tried acupuncture?
I have never. I have an abiding disinterest in needles, although the acupuncture needles are extremely fine, and people who've had it tell me you don't feel anything.
Right.
No. When they do this, but I have never done it, no. So I can't speak from personal experience with acupuncture.
I've never tried it myself. I have a cousin who's gone into it, and I witnessed him doing it on somebody else, but never had the courage nor the need to try it.
Yeah, she she'll do demonstrations away from her place for oncology patients or assisted living places or any group that wants her to come and do a demonstration. She'll be happy to do that. She's been doing acupuncture for years. She first had a place in Boston and then moved to her practice to Flemington.
Did she list what type of afflictions you might want to consider acupuncture for?
Well, one of the main things she specializes in is reduction of stress and anxiety.
Okay.
In fact, the community acupuncture center that she runs, you can simply walk in, and if there's a place available, it's a large room that I believe can accommodate up to a dozen people or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dark and quiet, no cell phones allowed, no radios, no nothing. And she practices acupuncture in a community-type setting, which has become quite popular, not just in this area, across the country, where you can go in and spend 20, 30 minutes in a relaxed setting with acupuncture and go away feeling relaxed and ready for the rest of your day.
Okay. So somehow she finds she finds certain acupuncture areas or nerves or to relieve stress. That's the take.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
It's quite an undertaking.
All right, so we have acupuncture, and so she's on Broad Street. Okay, so what else?
She's on Broad.
What other ones?
Yeah, I talked to Allison Levine, who's on. It's called A Life in Balance, and she's at number 1 Stangle Road, and they do all kind. That's a fair sized center there, which they do yoga and all kinds of other things there. On March the 5th, they're doing a free yoga class between 9 and 10 a.m. in the morning on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the afternoon, Carol Foran is doing, she's a psychotherapist, she's doing a presentation free on strengthening your emotional muscle, I suppose having to do with all kinds of things that might be wrong in the head.
Yep.
Then later at 3:30, they're doing a free class on complete wellness, utilizing physical therapy as well as yoga. So those are events that day at A Life in Balance.
Okay.
Over on Stangle Road, number 1 Stangle Road.
All right, so it's not far from the Broad Street area. That's fine.
Yeah, would be interesting way to. Explore variations and get greater awareness of both yoga and physical therapy.
Sure. Wow. All right. So we got that one up there. So you can make a whole day of this thing now. All right. So.
Oh yeah. So it would be easy. It's not only wellness practitioners, but other people are participating as well. Over in Turntable Junction, Kev Van Holt is opening up his art gallery to all comers.
Okay.
And Susan Peterson is opening up Tea Berries to all comers.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing 20% off on all salads, she said that day, as well as doing free tea tastings.
Okay.
So.
And those herbal teas are supposed to be good for your health as well. right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I also talked to Matt McPherson. Mm-hmm. Matt is the new chairman of the Restaurant Association, and of course he runs the Rooster Grill there on Bloomfield Avenue. And during Restaurant Week, not on this Saturday, but during Restaurant Week, he's doing a fixed-price three-course dinner,
okay.
which is at his restaurant there, which is quite a popular place.
Okay.
He told me that there are 50 to 60 restaurants in Flemington and Raritan Township. They opened up the membership in bid to Raritan Township, and there's so many restaurants. I had no idea there were 50 to 60. I shouldn't say restaurants. They're cafes and eating places as well as restaurants.
So sure.
It's a full range of eating places that are in Flemington and Raritan Township these days. But that will be during Restaurant Week, which is the 7th through the 13th.
Now, 50 to 60.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
A Cherry Hill, New Jersey church is once again the target of vandalism as a result of a Black Lives Matter banner.
Black Lives Matter banners keep disappearing from a South Jersey church. Two banners along with a wooden frame were smashed at the Unitarian Universal Church in Cherry Hill over the weekend. Just a few weeks ago, a similar banner was cut down, and when the church shared the initial hanging of the banner in January on Facebook, one user wrote, quote, "Excuse me, but don't all lives matter," unquote. Yes, the church responded, but all lives are not being threatened equally. The church would appreciate the banner's return, but short of that, they'll order more. Alice Stockton, Rossini, New Jersey.
More than a week after Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's sudden death, the shorthanded Supreme Court is back to work today. The court will hear oral arguments in two cases. With 4 conservative and 4 liberal justices, the court could deadlock 4-4. This is USA Radio News.